Down, nigga, down, nigga, down. Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. I missed you guys last week. We didn't do a show last week. A little something different we put out for you, but we are back. We're ready to go this week. It's review time.
Content.
What are we reviewing? It's technically not Weeder Month anymore, but because we took a week off, we're finishing up Weeder Month this week. What's going on, Brendan?
We're transitioning from Weeder Month because the Monday-Tuesday show, Monday was technically February, so still the month, but now we're in March, and that's Buffalo mm-hmm. Trace March Madness Month. And so we're transitioning with something that's both a Weeder and Buffalo Trace. William LaRue Weller. You guys already drank that. This is a W.L. Weller. Still
William LaRue.
They just shortened it. This isn't quite as fancy. So it's W.L. Weller, Antique 107, also known as Old Weller Antique. This is a Buffalo yes. Trace product. Weeded, mash bill, corn, wheat, malted barley. The actual denominations there are not defined. About $50 MSRP, but
just good luck.
You're not finding it MSRP.
Good luck.
Probably like I got this bottle for about $65.70, which good luck finding it at $65.70 as well. It's probably like $120, $150 if you see it. And it's proofed at 107, hence the name. So that's the specs on this bad boy.
If you're in the ABC vault, you can get this from time to time at like $26, $26.99, sub 30 if you can.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know if you're going to use a vault pick on that or not. It depends on kind of
when. A new vault pick on that.
Well, it depends on when you get the invite and what's left. If you get That's it true. Hours later, true. If you're out of service, this is a really solid pickup. Now, obviously, if there's a Pappy or something, you're going to grab that. But this is a really good bottle for $26, $27 bucks if you get it late.
I would agree. At $26, $27.
That's what we're about to determine here, isn't it?
Okay.
Isn't it?
So what value or what price are we going though? What price are we going for on this?
Well, I think if I were Ben, I would incorporate the price for every single sniff sip I take. I mean, let's just see where it takes us and when we get to the end there and kind of, I think we should kind of vet the different price points of MSRP, vault, and then secondary. Like, where's it rank? Where's it fall? What's the fair value for it? It's what we're going to determine. That's why we're here. That's what this podcast is for.
It's almost like that's why we exist. So nose, I never go first on these. Much caramel on the nose.
I knew he was going to do that.
So much.
A ton.
No, I wasn't even trying to lead into that. But
you did. I was saying
because I never go first, I would. Caramel in a glass. Yeah, maybe. I don't think you really understand the prompt. Shocker. Caramel in a glass is a little bit more basic than what I would typically go with. Caramel strudel in a glass.
I have strudel in my notes.
Y'all are weird.
No, bro, I'm telling you, the bready, little cinnamon, caramel strudel.
TJ, I'm gonna take what you've got there and the foundation of something amazing. I'm gonna just amp it up a little bit. You ready? Because caramel was, I got two notes almost right off the bat. Caramel was one. Apple, like a crisp red apple, was the other. So an apple strudel or like a not a brown Betty, but like apple crumble, I guess is what they're called. I think it could be a brown Betty too. Depending where you're from. Yeah, it's got the apple, cinnamon, caramel, a little bit of vanilla-ness to it as well. So if you take a scoop of vanilla ice cream and throw it on there,
right on top,
it's good.
Splat.
But also this on the undertone, not to ruin it, it's like this weird, if you dig into it, like there's weird earthy, like tobacco-y undertone to it as well. That kind of adds some complexity. It's not quite as
that
pleasant.
Tobacco. Yeah.
Ben, what about you? We're rambling here because TJ and I have the same brain.
Beautiful brains we have. No one has brains like we have.
Yeah. So yeah.
Big brain.
Ben.
Look at the big brain on Brendan.
So to me, I got a lot more I don't get as much caramel, but I get more fruit notes. So totally got the apple. 100%. But I couldn't decide if it was like red apple or green apple because it's so like fruity to me.
Yeah.
And so I can see a little bit of like the breadiness too. And so when you guys were saying like a caramel strudel, I was like apple strudel, apple strudel. The vanilla, now that Brendan says it, I'm kind of like, okay, I don't get a creaminess to anything, you know, but it's more of just like a vanilla extract as opposed to like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do get some more fruit. I'm picking up the fruitier side. Whereas like to me, a Maker's is so maple, and like that's like the quintessential, you know, these guys and Maker's are the two wheats that everyone kind of knows about. So when I'm thinking this, it's like I'm not getting any maple, I'm not getting any pancake. This is all like apple and light caramel, very light caramel.
What about, could you go with a, I'm going to tempt you here, Ben, with a milk chocolate, not a dark chocolate, a little milk chocolateness too.
I don't get much chocolate. Like I said, I'm getting way more light, like delicate flavors than like
delicate,
heavy.
Delicate. I like the description of delicate there. I'm with you. This is a nice delicate nose, but still complex. There's a nice amount going
on. Oh yeah. There's crazy. A lot going on. Yeah. There's nothing like bad about it. You know, there's nothing weird or off-putting. It's all sweet. So it's good. I like it. It's enjoyable.
Okay, let's go to taste. See if Brendan and I stay right on the same path or not. Brendan, I'll let you go first, just in case we do. That way, I get to copy you, and it's not just you copying me for the whole show.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I was doing. All right, so no pressure.
And probably what was going to happen, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's got a good mouthfeel. Mouthfeel.
Love when you say mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see where that...
Give me what gets me up. It's what gets me up in the morning.
That's an image. Yeah, there's a nice creaminess to this that isn't quite as present with the nose. And you know, I mean with the taste, too. There's this like nice vanilla custard. Some of that maple syrup Ben was discussing that wasn't really present on the nose. I am getting that with the taste here. It's got that bready note that you'd expect with the wheater. I am getting some fruit for sure. It's just not as dominant as the nose, where like the apple was legitimately the first thing that I smelled. So... that's my very first general impression after sipping this. I'm going to go back in for another one. I will throw this to you, Ben, and gather my thoughts so I can steal TJ's opinion in 2 minutes.
Yeah. So when you think 107 proof, I would think, I mean, especially if it's 107 proof for $26, you're really competing with Old Forester 100, Wild Turkey 101, Old Granddad 114. And this is easily an above performer on palate. It drinks way lighter. In my opinion, it drinks way lighter than 107. I feel like it drinks more like in the 95, 96 range. But I get a lot, like I lose some of the fruit notes. So I get more of like the caramel and a little bit of the darker, heavier notes on the palate, as opposed to like on the nose, it was all like fruit. So I agree with Brendan here. I could almost get a little bit of creaminess.
Mouthfeel. Like
no, there's none of that. Cream is a taste, not a feeling.
It's also an adjective and a verb.
It's a verb.
I think the one thing I'll say about this, and foreshadowing here for sure, this is complex because I do get some of the fruit notes that Brendan.
Yeah, that linebacker creamed the running back who tried to run through the A gap. It's a football term. Don't get your head out of the gutter, Burton.
You guys are the worst. I think this is complex. I think that it does have some creaminess. I do get a little bit of the fruit, like maybe a little bit of apple that we've talked about. Maybe that's just because everything at the Buffalo Trace Distillery comes out with a little bit of an apple finish, it seems like.
It is fair.
I get the caramel. I do agree with Ben. I wouldn't go down quite as far as 95. I also don't want to act like my palate is so refined that I can tell the difference between 95 and 100, but I would have tagged this at 100, like if I had to guess, like a proof. So I agree and do think that it drinks a little bit lighter. I think this is phenomenal. It's complex. It's Ben hates this smooth. I think it's very easy to drink. I think that it's still, with being smooth and easy to drink, it's still full flavored. Like I don't feel like this has been, you know, what's a Weller full proof like in the 120? So this has been proofed down like what 13-ish, 15-ish percent. So I don't feel like it's been proofed down a ton to where I can really kind of, you know, it's kind of watery. Anyway, I think this is really good and hits on a lot of characteristics on the palate for sure.
On the line, is this one up from Special Reserve, or is there one in between that?
No, it's Special Reserve, then 107, then Weller 12. Which I would
the 107 is such a huge leap. Over yes, the special it reserve. It is.
And a lot of people like 107 much more than 12. Just to let you know. Like you need to do them side by side.
Yeah, Weller's not my I'm not a, you know,
it's not your cup of whiskey.
Weller tater, you know. So
you're just a Ben tater.
And even when doing the King of the Hill, which this guy this according to you guys, wasn't even close to the Maker's 46 cast strength shenanigans.
I would agree. I think I like the 46 cast probably better than this.
Yeah, I have that poured out right now. And the nose, just going on the nose, is so much more complex. But my point being was,
heavier.
There's not a whole lot of, like, it is, for sure. There's more nuance and depth there. But there's not a whole lot of, like, options for weeders. Like, you go from, like, budget to then $60, $70 range to then, like, there's no, like, $100, $150 ones. It jumps up to Pappy and William LaRue Weller. I say that 10 times fast pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of in that in-between area. Just
that is the $100 range. If you, I mean,
I guess
that's
so.
What it is. You know, like their move is $100 for this, but everyone else pays $1,000.
Fools. Oh, we should say to some of the people who may not be privy to this, like one of the reasons why this is so expensive, not just because everything in Buffalo Trace line just continues to kind of creep up in price for the most part, but also people make poor man's Pappy out of this with Weller 107 and then the 12 combination. Yeah. So that's also one of the reasons why it's like if you can't afford Pappy or find Pappy, which most of us can't, this is kind of what people try to find as an attainable-ish option.
There's also a contract, you know, a lot of our listeners are in the Florida area. They'll know this, but there's also, they have a contract with ABC, and that's the only place you can pick that up for sale by the bottle. We obviously drank this with Tommy, and this is at his bar and most bars. This isn't like super uncommon to find at a bar that serves good bourbon, but a little tougher, you know, to find because you're not going to find it on shelves anywhere but ABC, and they put this in the vault. So the only way you could get this would be by getting a vault invite and getting it then. So a little tougher there. Okay, on the finish, and then we'll get into rating this thing.
I think the finish kind of – it's not bad. It's just not long-lasting. It's – I would say it's above average for the price point, which you guys don't even consider in any of this discussion, you know, which I think is ridiculous. but yeah, it doesn't sit on you, you know, it's kind of just there and gone, but it's pleasantly gone, you know. Hate to see her go, but
love to see her leave. I think Weeder.
See her leave. I don't even know her.
I think the way Ben described the finish is kind of where I'm landing with this entire experience, where all of it's very nice and none of it's offensive. It's not remarkable in any way. There's some really good parts to it, but this finish is fine. It's between average and above average to me. At 107 proof, this is where like I agree with both of you guys, like the taste is mellow compared to what you'd expect with alcohol burn on 107. The finish is almost like that's where you get to 90 proof range. Like this finish is really, really, really light. And again, not bad. There's no ethanol burn or anything to it. It's just kind of goes.
It could be delicate. Yeah.
Buttery, I guess, is what I would get out
buttery.
Of
buttery. I would agree with that.
Thank you.
I would definitely agree with that.
Guys, I feel like we're so recharged right now. And like that week off really did us wonders. TJ and I read each other's
once
minds.
A month.
I don't know about that. But,
really recharge.
All right, let's rate the thing. Let's get into rating it. How do you feel about that? Rater, I barely know her. I'm going to pull up my little handy-dandy rating sheet here. Oh, I can already see Brendan's scores.
Don't look.
Yes. 2 points. How can I not look when I'm filling the thing out? 2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, one for finish, one
I
for
like
cohesiveness
the nose
and complexity.
Here. I'm going to go 1.5. One and a half on the nose.
Sorry, I was giving the entire scale there.
No one cares. 1.5 on the nose.
All right. I'll go 1.5 on the nose as well. Brendan, last. Don't make it a trifecta. What do you think?
I already wrote down the score. 1.5. It's a really good nose.
About average here.
I think the nose is the best part of this. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
Maybe. Yeah. Give me a 3 on the taste. Give me a 3 out of 4 on the taste.
I'm going 3.25. I think it's better. Yeah, I think it's really good. Okay. I think this is a good bottle to have.
Yeah, that taste is good for sure.
I went with 2.75. It was a little flat to me. It wasn't bad, but I mean, it's above average. This is a solid nose. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's a good nose.
Remember, $26. So.
I will. We'll see.
I don't consider value until the very
end. Yeah, you're wrong. That's the problem.
So, I do think about cohesiveness and complexity, though, when I'm on the taste, because, you know, why not?
That's cool.
Brendan, finish.
I think I'm hate drinking this because I know it's cost me two pours, no, three pours technically of William LaRue Weller. So because it couldn't just Let's handle go. Its business in the third round of King of the Hill. I went 0.5 for finish. I think it's a fine finish. I would round up potentially. I'll round up later on. But it's 0.5. Yeah.
0.5. That seemed right. Like it's down the middle.
I think it's slightly better than average, so I'll give it a 0.75. I'm probably at like 0.6, but we're really rounding up here tonight. I just can't call this average. I can't call it average. Okay. Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll give it the full one. I think it's both cohesive and complex. Like, I don't think it's the most complex thing I've ever had. Like, maybe I could give it a 0.75 there, but I do think it checks both boxes for me. So I'm going to give it the full one. Brendan?
I'm with your full one. You know, the nose itself is both cohesive and complex. Taste and the finish are a little bit more mild to me, but because they differ some than what you're getting on the nose, that does give it some complexity there too. So I'll go with the one and I'll round up on what I would have done for complexity because I rounded down or didn't round up for the finish. So yeah, one.
0.75.
Where does it lack?
Your face.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's but like, which one did it get the full point for?
It's unknowable.
My man's been considering value this entire time.
Yeah, everything.
You can't expect him to then remember each reason things. Why he's rating things. Yeah, that's unfair.
Unknowable.
I don't think about how I rate things. I also don't think about why I rate things what they do. Yeah. Okay, so we're at a composite 6 going into value. I'll tell you that Ben is at a 6, Brendan's at a 5.75, and I'm at a 6.25. So we're pretty online here.
Be a homer here.
Yeah, we're pretty on par here.
I told you, I'm hate reviewing this.
We're all kind of hanging around that 6 number, so 666.
Six out of 8.
Value. We talked about in the vault. We're talking about like $25, $30 outside of
what
the vault.
What are you paying for it on the secondary?
About 100 to 20 to 150.
No, 90 bucks. 90 bucks right now.
If you want to go online and get it, if you want to buy it right now today, it's like, I want this at my house. What do you mean it's not real?
That's not. I would say that that's real.
I don't think stores have access to secondary. No, I don't think stores that hoard. No, it's somewhere in the middle then, because I don't think stores that hoard and then price gouge is the true secondary market. I think when you say secondary, you're talking about the black market secondary. You're not talking about stores.
Online liquor has secondary it for $120.
Online, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'd say it's like 90 to 100 bucks just for what it's worth.
$100.
Wooden Cork has the W.L. Weller special. It's got Special Reserve, 107, and Blanton's for $400. It's on sale, actually, guys.
Give me two of those.
Sounds like a very bad deal. What would this cost retail at a store in Ohio?
$50.
Okay, $50. Then that's what you should consider. If it is widely available for $50 in most of the country,
There's no way it's widely available in most of the country. No way.
My buddy's in Kentucky. He can't find this anywhere.
Go to Georgia. Is it in Georgia? No, never freaking seen it there. Never seen it in North Carolina.
All right, so what's your value score?
Never
2 points
seen it in Colorado.
I will, since I'm the one who purchased this, again, $65, and I got it through a group, so I can't say it was shipped to me, but in theory, maybe there's an extra $15 that was tacked on. So let's say $75. And I could probably get this again at $75 if I wanted to relatively easily. But most people can't get, like, I would say the common person just trying to get into bourbon or even just a above average, like, fan of it probably couldn't find this regularly. So it's going to get dinged on availability. The price, like, if this was $30, like, hell yeah, like, this is a great bottle at $30. If we're talking about 75-ish is what I paid for it. I mean, Larceny Barrel Proof, Maker's Mark cast strength, obviously. Maker's Mark 46 beat it in a head-to-head at the cast strength. Yeah. There's better options out there if you're trying to find that similar flavor profile. I'll go with a... That's below average value to me. Like, I'm not rushing to get another one of these unless I get it in the vault, like, as a leftover. I'm going to go 0.75, below average value. It's a good drink, just not worth the hassle to get it. I rambled. I'm sorry.
I like hearing the thought process on, especially on value. This is the most important category.
I like hearing the thought process on cohesiveness and complexity.
And we figure that out.
No one cares about that. That's like a
what's your value
catch-all score? I think I'm going to go 1.25. Wow. And let me tell you why.
Thank you.
So Weller being so well known,
Weller, I hardly know her. Sorry.
So well known. People hunt this, right? Like, this is like a well sought out bottle. And so if you and your buddy are like, hey, I want to get just this, I want to tater out for a Weller, a 107 is going to cost you $75 to $100 on the secondary. Is that kind of like reasonable? Like, we can get a bottle at that price point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this could be like one of those bottles you get at the end of the year. And for $100 or $75, I think the name kind of like works on, you know, on its own. You can, when people come over to your house, you can show it to them. It's only costing you $75. Yes, it's going to be more than what it should be, but it's not like you're buying a Michter's at secondary, you know, like at $300. And I think a lot of your Michter's barrel strength, that's at similar price point. I think it's probably a little better, but not $300 better, you know? So I think if you're going to splurge on a bottle, the next one that you would think about would be Blanton's, and Blanton's is $150, or Eagle Rare. And I think this out hits Eagle Rare. And I think Eagle Rare is around that $75 mark anyway. And so I think
50-ish on secondary, I think.
50-ish?
50.
Yeah. So I think this is a good value proposition, considering you have to like definitely go and buy it above market. You know, you're not getting this at MSRP ever. But I think there's something to be said about bringing your buddies over and be like, hey, I got Weller, not special reserve. I have the 107. I have half of poor man's Pappy. You can kind of tell that story and BS a little bit. So I don't hate the value here. I just feel like it's frustrating trying to find it more than anything. So
1.25 for me as well. I gave Larceny Barrel Proof a 1.25 last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess. And that's a similarly difficult thing to find, similar secondary value. So I'm going to keep it consistent there and say that because I give it a 6.25, it is above average value. And if you happen to find it on a shelf somewhere at retail, it's
you'll never do that, for but sure. Definitely buy it.
I mean, it definitely happens because they exist and then they end up on the secondary market. We have all found several allocated bottles this year, last year, every year that we've been in a bourbon. And so good luck out there hunting, but you know, again, we act like it's impossible to find allocated bottles on this show. And then we continue to review them week after week after week. So it's not impossible.
Thank you, Brendan.
It's just
this one and all the allocated stuff you guys have drank in the last couple of weeks has not been paid for.
Well, thank you for your service.
No, you know what? That's not true. Both the William LaRue Weller was like only $120 and the Larceny Barrel Proof, which was yours, and I had one of my own too, was also MSRP. So we do all right, don't we?
We do okay. So anyway, I think sometimes you guys talk to these people like they're just, you know, out there blind looking in stores like they're never going to find something. So
I like to talk down to my audiences. I find that helps them really grow rapport with me as a podcaster.
Seems to work on the bench. So anyway,
still looking for advertising.
Okay, if you had to star rank your favorite bourbon host, all right, Brendan, nice shirt. Yes, hey, you can follow us on social media everywhere. It's Bourbon on a Budget. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where we drank Brendan's William LaRue Weller. That was fantastic.
I poured mine out.
We'll be back next week.
Wait, what?
Hey, no, we'll have a rapid review coming for you guys. If it's not coming up, it's already happened. So go check out the rapid review. That's all I got. Cheers.
Cheers.